This is episode number 21 with Dane Johnson. Welcome to the Rise Higher podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Kwong, and each week I'll bring you an inspiring guest with an empowering message to help you rise higher and live your best life. Each guest shares their time of struggle and setback and what specific mindsets, tools, practices, or habits they use to overcome so that you can apply them to your life. This show is to remind you that you're not alone and that there's always a pathway up. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I'm grateful to be on this journey with you. Our struggles are a call for us to rise. So here we go. Let's dive deep now so we can rise higher together. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Rise Higher podcast. I appreciate you being here and spending part of your day with me and with my awesome guest that I've got for you today, Dane Johnson. So a bit about Mr. Dane Johnson. He is a board-certified holistic nutritionist, the founder of Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle, and co-founder of the nonprofit eFund Your Health. Now, Dane was inspired to build CC Lifestyle after he went through a near-death experience with Crohn's colitis himself. And if y'all don't know what Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis is, they are inflammatory bowel diseases that cause chronic inflammation and damage in the gastrointestinal or the GI tract. Now, the GI tract is responsible for digestion of food, absorption of nutrients, and elimination of waste. And so when your GI tract isn't functioning right, well, it can cause an extreme amount of pain and really mess things up, as Dane is going to share with you today. So Dane was first diagnosed with ulcerative colitis in his early 20s. And when he was around 26, his symptoms got so bad that at 6'2", he actually dropped to 124 pounds. And he was told that he would have to live out the rest of his life on drugs and go through multiple surgeries, or he could possibly end up losing his life. Now, I'm not going to give away too much here about his story because, you know, Dane deep dives in on this episode of how he hit rock bottom and what he did to turn it all around and take his life back, to regain his health and doing it all in a holistic and natural way. No drugs, no surgeries, and his story is absolutely incredible. So some of the things that we talk about in today's episode are the steps that Dane took to start reversing his symptoms, how faith is the seed of expansion and the key to achieving anything you want, ways to tune in to shift feelings of anger or anxiety, why you must develop a deeper connection with self and spirit for a fulfilling life, how you are the CEO of your life and it's your responsibility to make decisions for yourself, the secret to creating sustainable happiness, how to cultivate and shift energy to support your mind, body, soul, and dreams. And Dane shares some of his daily rituals that supported him in healing. And of course, as always, so much more. Now, what we chat about in today's episode is so meaningful for me since I went through my own healing journey earlier this year, because I know the pain and, you know, I know that feeling of hopelessness that brought me back to my path to deepening my faith and using my mind and soul to heal my body, along with doing it in other natural ways as well. So I share all about that actually in episode number 13, if you haven't checked that out yet. Now, my health challenge was not nearly as intense as what Dane had to go through. But what I went through, I have an even deeper level of compassion and empathy for those struggling with health issues. All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode and for everything that we mentioned in today's episode and for links to connect with Dane. You can check them out in the show notes, and that's over at stephaniekwong.com/EP21. Okay, let's do this. Dane Johnson.
Stephanie, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Go ahead.
We've been just sitting here rapping, like chatting away for probably about an hour.
You guys missed it all.
I
gave her all my energy already. All the good stuff just happened.
So we're done. That is it. That's the end of the podcast. Sorry. You're welcome.
Yeah. Next time. Sorry.
We've been sitting here chatting and it's been so magical. And I keep going, wait, Dane, hold on. Let me turn on the recording. So we've got a lot of great goodness for you guys, but I'm in New York City. We're at Habitas. So if you hear any like atmospheric sounds, that's where we are. But I am so excited to have you on the show, Dane. You are amazing. And just for people who don't know you, Dane is a certified holistic nutritionist. He's a motivational speaker, a social influencer, and an international model.
Oh my gosh. I got
to
get that one.
I had to throw that in.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Yep.
So I know that you've had, you have a major passion for holistic nutrition, mm-hmm. based on your own experience with a life-threatening battle with Crohn's and ulcerative colitis.
Yes. Today,
right? Mm-hmm. And now you actually help other people to find natural solutions to their own personal battles with mm-hmm. Crohn's and colitis. I would love for you just to actually open up and share about your journey, kind of where you were before and then how it all happened so that the listeners can get to know you.
Yeah, it was a very strange situation. You don't wake up one day and, when you're a kid and say, I'm going to specialize in gut health.
Sexy.
Gut health. That's my future. What are you talking about? I was never really that interested in school when I was a kid. I worked at Papa John's Pizza for 4 years.
Yum.
Ate pizza on the reg. I was eating, gummy bears and donuts when I was 12. So, natural medicine was not exactly a part of my upcoming, but the journey took me here. So, for anyone who doesn't know, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, these are forms of IBD, irritable bowel disease, where really you have the immune system attacking all parts of the GI tract and causing inflammatory responses that can leave a person incapable of eating food, absorbing nutrients, becoming chronically sick, chronic weight loss, blood loss, anemia, in a really bad spot where it can be life-threatening, and it was life-threatening for me. So, I just had such a radical story that when I was 23, I finally got diagnosed. I'd had my first symptoms at 19.
So what were the symptoms that were popping up for you to think, okay, something's not right here?
Well, first off, and I noticed this with a lot of my clients, is stress is always a factor. When the immune system is low, it's kind of like all these situations come together for many people where it just like, boom, it happens. And when it happens, it's there and it tends to be more permanent. So for me, I was 19. I was putting a lot of stress on myself at school. I was also just starting to get into fitness and health. So I was doing a lot of calorie restrictions and crazy dieting and using a lot of GNC products that were totally not good for my health.
So bad.
I call it the health or fitness era. Okay.
Oh my
God. You can be fit, but your body's going to be messed up on some of that stuff. So I was taking all these GNC products, trying to gain more muscle and lose fat and, like a bunch of caffeine supplements and creatine and natural boost test boosters and, all just over the counter stuff, but serious stuff. And all of a sudden I was going for a run and I started getting a lot of urgency every day. And I noticed there was blood in my stool and I just said, whoa, like what just happened? Did I like eat glass or, I went home and I said, that's it. I'm stopping everything. I just stopped everything for a week or two, went away. I was, living on the beach. That's when I went to college on the beach. So I had something to kind of calm me down and it did go away. And I think what saved me during that time is I was already into health and wellness. So I cut out a lot of the sodas and a lot of the breads and a lot of stuff that I knew was kind of making me not feel good. Mm-hmm. But even at 14, I remember going and eating stuff and having a belly out to here. So by the time I was 23, I had finished college. I left all my friends on the beach. I got a corporate job. I was working 60 hours a week. I was driving an hour to work, doing exactly what you were scared you had to do one day when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that I remember those days. No. Yeah. Oh my God. And for everyone out there listening, you know, I'm sure you can relate with that stress and what that does, and you have to just make it work. So I was waking up at 5:30 in the morning, sleeping on my dad's pullout because I had so many student loans and I was just trying to figure it out, and working 80 hours a week or 60 hours a week in the office with all that commute. And all of a sudden, after a year, I started getting serious symptoms where I was getting a lot of pain. I was always fatigued. I was starting to get like acne on my back, and I was just, my body was just going nuts. I didn't know what it was. And I wasn't eating that well. You know, I was working corporate office, just eating whatever restaurants, mm-hmm. and, you know, sitting under these fluorescent lights all day. And went to the doctors. Doctors said, hey, you have UC. And I didn't know what that was. And he goes, well, it's something that'll be with you for the rest of your life, and we're going to start you on drugs. They started me on drugs, and they immediately put me on steroids and a 5-ASA called Asacol, then Lyalta, and all this stuff. So long story short, I took a look at my life and I said, you know, I might be making money, but I've never been more sick, more stressed, and really just not liking my day to day. So I quit. And I took a one-way to...
Liberation.
Yeah, yeah, liberation. Oh, it felt like it, dude. I was blasting that radio, broke, no job, never been happier.
Never so been good, happier. But freedom. Yeah.
So good. And I took a... You know, it was funny. I went home and I was chatting with my mom at the time. And I said, hey, Mom, where's a good place to live? I was thinking Costa Rica. And she's like, yeah, but you know, you have no chance of getting a job there, making money. You can't even speak Spanish. It's like, yeah, it's true. Probably should make a few bucks. You know, I can't live on, you know, ramen for the rest of my life, but...
I don't think they have ramen in Costa Rica.
Do they? Oh, man. Well, there you go.
You would be screwed.
My plan was already shot. See? Good choice. So, went to Southern California, and that's when I just started getting back into exercise and using everything I knew to really start just... I don't know, I just got really into it. And lo and behold, I got signed with a large agency, a modeling agency, and I started this career, and I started working all around the world as a model. And it was like this huge, unbelievable thing that happened to this me, some random guy from the sticks in Virginia, that I always thought, maybe I can do that. And I did. And it worked. And I started this whole new career. And I was doing all these amazing things, working for all these amazing companies. But at the same time, I got diagnosed with, or the ulcerative colitis, I got diagnosed with Crohn's at that point. And it started taking over my life. I mean, 4 months after I got signed as a model, I started having severe symptoms. Wow. So, it really was a hard, hard time. And to kind of, you know, give you just the bullet points of the story, I spent the next few years hiding what I was going through from my agents, from blah, blah,
I don't even
family.
Know how you did that.
Double
I mean,
O.
tell them what you told me earlier of like how your symptoms were and everything. And if you guys, you definitely have to check out all of Dane's stuff. And he shows a crazy photo of when you were deep in your Crohn's.
Yeah.
But please share how you look. And I'm amazed that you were still booking jobs and modeling.
No one could believe it. Like my friends, my family, my girlfriend at the time was like, how are you working? I was booking big jobs. I mean, we were making $5,000, $10,000 a booking, and you know, that for a kid, you know, and you know, that's a lot of money. I didn't know what that was doing and how I was booking it. It really was because, one, I had a great agency. So when you're with a great agency, a lot of big clients already go to that agency. They already knew, maybe had kind of known me or saw some of my older pictures when I was sick. But I like to think that I was a stand-up comedian at castings. So I would do my spiel. I would do my impression of male models hitting on female models at
the
local pool.
How do you do that? Give me a quick blip of that.
So, you know, hairs in the face. You got your like James Dean, you know, you got some cig cause you're 23 and you smoke and you're cool, you know, and you're just, and you kind of just like, what's that? Yeah. You know, that's all those the 23-year-old guys. Yeah,
that's so. In case all you models out there, male models, want to hit on female models, that's
the
how
female
you do
models.
It.
Yeah, I always joked because like we were, I was you know living in you know when I was younger, I was living in the model housing and stuff like that, and there'd be a million model people
There's
from all around the world.
Model housing.
Oh yeah, you didn't know about that?
No, I didn't.
So basically, it's college 2.0. where you have a bunch of pretty people living and sharing apartments, And this one was, I was talking about, was co-ed. So you had girls on that side and guys on this side, and they're all from all around the world. A bunch of pretty people out here trying to make money. And there's like a local pool. And it's just like, you know, they should have had a camera out there. It was unbelievable. But you know, I was not, you know, at my vibing at my best. I was pretty sick. So
I was, and then there's the sick model.
There's the guy who's like, why is this guy got a cane right now? What is he doing out here? I'm like, I still booked it, motherfucker.
But tell them how you looked, because you were saying you had like acne all over your body.
Oh my
gosh. Cysts and stuff.
Oh yeah. So I mean, at this point during this time, I was still I wasn't as sick. I got really sick at one point, a few years later. But at this point, I was I was on steroids for years at this point, trying to keep my body healthy. Mm. And at a point, my adrenal glands and my stomach were so messed up, and my immune system was reacting because I still didn't really know about food. And I started getting cystic acne all over my back. I'm talking massive amounts of acne all over my back and my chest. Luckily, it didn't come on my face much, so I could take pictures. And a lot of modeling, you put on clothes. Really, you get paid to wear clothes. I would go to clients and say, yeah, I just got back from Fashion Week in Milan, or I was out doing something and I lost weight for over there because the guys are small. And they go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he's a little skinny. Well, you know, we'll just pin it to you, you know, no worries. And I'm like, yeah,
we'll just Photoshop some weight onto your body.
Yeah, yeah, just like bust up his shoulders and give him an actual jaw and stuff. But it was so, yeah, I worked a lot of years where I was really sick, but I kept getting more sick and more sick. It was just getting worse and worse and worse. And the drugs were getting harder and harder and harder. So, I mean, I think really the big pivotal time for me, I did a job in Ohio. I could hardly stand. I was literally going in and out of consciousness, and they had this big light on me, and I was sweating profusely, super sick. I was running the bathroom. I probably went to the bathroom 20 times in the course of, you know, an 8-hour shoot, and it was 3 days in a row. And they were I was just puking, running to the restroom. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I knew that I was at a point where I could have fainted and fallen. And I actually did at one point crack my head open from fainting and falling.
No way.
And yeah, I was, you know, that's another story. But the thing was, is like, I was putting myself at risk, and my agency's at risk, and these clients at risk, and everything, by continuing to try to work in an industry where I was hardly even moving. And they were, you know, it just, I knew I needed time. So I came home, and the doctors wanted to put me on, I was already on immunosuppressants, Remicade. For anyone out there who has Crohn's disease who knows this, I was on Remicade, I was on prednisone, I was on 6-MP, which is immunomodulator, ended up giving me drug-induced hepatitis, which, you know, goes away, but it, you know, my liver was messed up. And then they wanted to do surgery. So here I was, 25 years old, with this new career I just created out of nowhere, with this new life in California that would out of nowhere. And they wanted to do surgery and keep me on drugs. And they want to do what was called a colectomy, where they actually remove my large intestine and my colon. And then attach a bag to my stomach. And then you would just basically poop in a bag.
For the rest of your life?
Potentially the rest of your life. They would maybe try to do a reverse surgery a year later. Okay, that's called a J pouch. And I looked at them like, this is it. This is it. I was fine my entire life, most of my life, no problems. And then you're coming to me telling me that better luck next life is how I felt. Better luck next life. Here's what we have for you. We're going to cut you open. We're going to keep you on drugs for the rest of your life. But hey, you'll be on disability and the world will accept you, and you'll just have a big excuse of why you don't need to do anything. Yeah. And I was, I had just at one side of the coin, I had this new career where I could work for myself. I could travel the world. I could do things that gave me freedom in my 20s to really express myself and find myself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I had been stricken with a disease that was killing me, and I couldn't leave the house, and I couldn't really do anything at that point. So at that point, I decided to go. I didn't care. I was going to do anything besides that. So when I just started inhaling books on people who had achieved results using natural medicine. And for the years prior, I looked at that and it seemed impossible. For everyone out there who's listening, who doesn't have experience in natural medicine, doesn't have experience in whatever you're dealing with, faith is the most important thing. Having a healthy mindset will absolutely be the catalyst to create belief, but you cannot find belief in your life until you have a new experience. Mm-hmm. So don't think you're going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be perfect. You have to have faith. Faith is a choice. It's a mindset. Belief is a feeling. It's an experience, but you can create belief from faith and hard work. So I decided to commit myself to a faithful idea that my body was divine, that I could do something about this. And I knew it deep down that I really could, because if I fasted or if I sat in the sun and laughed with my friends, I felt better. And I knew that was enough. If I was stressed, watching crazy movies and sitting on TV eating potato chips all day in the dark, I felt terrible. So I knew that extreme situations did make a difference. So I said, you know what? That's enough for me. I'm going to go down this unbeaten path and just run with it. So my mentors, my people to help me with this were the people in the books. Jeannie Patel was very instrumental. Jordan Rubin was instrumental. Lane Godshall, the SCD diet, all of these things. And for everyone out there looking for the answers, it wasn't just one book or one idea that really got me my results. It was cherry picking. I took from everyone and built my own personal program.
How did you know? Because I think what I'm hearing, what you're saying this well, first of all, y'all didn't see this, but the moment Dane said faith is like the thing, I had my hands up in like, hallelujah. Because that is so it to really carry you through anything that you're going through that's difficult.
Yeah.
And faith is really the seed of like expansion and just really to achieve anything you want. So, yeah. Whew. Faith. Yes.
Faith is hard and you have to practice faith. That's one thing that when you're in a position where you're in a corner and you don't have a way out, you are your only answer. Mm-hmm. My family threw money. We saw every doctor. Everyone was saying the same thing, drugs and surgery. And I was just not willing. You have to, when you are your answer, they need a lot of faith. I had to practice faith. I started praying every day, twice a day. I started telling myself my daily ritual of my purpose of the day. So I would wake up, say my prayer, and then I would say the purpose of my day is to heal myself of Crohn's and colitis and be the best model actor and boyfriend and son that I can be. That is the purpose of my day. And I devote myself to that day. I would say that out loud. I would say that in front of my girlfriend. I would say that in front of my mom. Anyone who was listening, I didn't care. I was practicing faith. Mm-hmm. I was speaking faith. Manifestation, the second law of manifestation is actually saying it, bringing it into an existence, put it into the world. And how I found the willpower to do that is I thought to myself, well, it can only help me and it can't hurt me. That was my philosophy. What can help me and cannot hurt me? You know, food, that's tough, right? Supplements, that can be tough too. You know,
because it's like you got to figure that out. But this is the one thing you can control.
I just knew I could control it. Mm-hmm. So I just started reading insatiably. I called everybody and said, I just need time. I'm taking time. And I came home and I said, how am I going to track this? How am I going to purge this out of me? So I got a machete and I macheted up about 40 pages. And I just put them together. I stapled them with pins, safety pins.
Like a literal machete?
Yeah. Like one of those like paper machetes.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I didn't pull out.
I was like, dang.
Yeah. And it wasn't that bad. And for everyone out there who really, you can do this for anything you want to achieve in life. It's really about simplifying all your goals and just taking everything, condensing it, and making it digestible. And that's what I know I needed to do, because when I decided I was really going to do this, I was overwhelmed. Repeat, completely overwhelmed. Did not know what I was doing. No experience in natural medicine. I just decided to jump in. I just jumped in and I said, how am I going to jump in? How am I going to simplify this? My mind wasn't even saying that. My soul was asking for it. Mm. When I really was done being in pain for years and I had no other way of wiggling around that pain and I had to face it straight on, I just said, okay, I need to simplify this. So I paper macheted a bunch of paper, safety pinned it together. And then I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just track everything I do for 40 days. Mm. And I'm going to track what I eat and all this stuff. And so I called it 40 days and 40 nights, just like the movie where Josh Hartnett doesn't sleep around for 40 days, which I thought was funny.
But
I was
like, so good.
I was like, it's my 40 days of like, you know, I'm like not going to eat anything and I'm not going to do anything. I'm like, I was like, 40 days. Here we go. Ready? Let's go. Come on. And I was like amping myself up and I like, you know, so I, you know, colored it and made it funny and, you know, and just got it in 40 days and 40 nights. And that to me, I thought that was hilarious.
You
got to
make it fun. That's another thing.
I thought that was hilarious. I kept it right next to my desk And, you know, I'd love to give you guys the long story on this, but it would take hours. So I'm going to keep going with it. But basically, that was the first time that I just committed. And 73 days later, I had gained 30 pounds. My symptoms had dropped by about 80%.
Wow.
I was able to start eating food again. I was able to start going out. And it was like, whoa, I've just got some serious relief. And that relief was enough for me to go, there's something to this. Mm-hmm. The body is, there's something more to the body. I know it. I did it. I didn't really know what I was doing yet, but I had done something where I'd gotten major relief. And that relief lasted me for 2 years. So during that 2 years, I was sort of traveling for modeling again. I was in New York working a lot. And I just started doing, and then I applied to a natural medicine school. And I went to this big conference at what's called the NAMP, National Association of Nutrition Professionals. I started meeting with different colleges. And this one naturopath doctor came up to me and he started vibing with me, and I immediately hit it off with him. And I was like, whatever school you're talking about, I want to go to that school. So I went to lunch with him and the founder of the school the next week, wrote him a check right there, got in their program. And about a year later, I was at a fashion show. So I was about okay healthy for about 2 years. And then I was at a fashion show in Santa Barbara, and I was about to open this fashion show for UGG shoes, right? Like me and Tom Brady, right?
I have it there. Oh, you and Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Tom was the main guy at the time. But, you know, I was there, and I was about to go on stage, and there's all these people outside, and I was already dressed. We already had rehearsals, and my vision was going in and out. I was having cold sweats. I thought it was just the flu. No, this was something very serious. I was hardly even hearing. My hearing was going. My vision was going. It was very scary. I had no idea what was going on. You know, I was so cold. And remember, we're in Santa Barbara. It's 75 degrees and sunny out, and I am freezing. And I didn't know, but I started panicking. I knew something was seriously, seriously wrong. And it had been going on for about 2 days. I was there for a 3-day fashion show. So this was day two. First day was all rehearsals. I walked up to the art director. I knew her very well. We worked together for a lot of years. And she said, I'm really sorry. I have to go to the emergency room. Something's wrong. I was throwing up. I was starting to, you know, have blood come out in a bowel movement. It was bad. And I couldn't see anything. I was sitting in a hot tub the whole night before just trying to get myself warm. I was shivering in a hot tub. It was seriously, seriously bad. So went to the hospital. Driving, I don't know how I drove there. I took a bunch of vitamin C packets. That kept me conscious. Kept my family on the phone, just trying to talk me to get to the hospital. You know, 2 months later, I was still in that hospital in a bed, nearly dead. Lost 60 pounds in the hospital. I had to go on a chemotherapy. I went on Ambien. I went on 3 grams of Dilaudid a day. Anyone knows about painkillers? Dilaudid is basically legalized heroin. It's an opiate, and it's 7 times stronger than morphine. So it's like something that you give to cancer patients, people in extreme pain. I was on the highest dose of that. And I was on, I had to go on antiviral chemo. Then I was on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone per day, 4 different antibiotics infused in my bloodstream today. Just trying to keep me alive. So I was just getting worse and worse, and no one knew why. The antiviral and all that started getting me conscious enough where I felt I was there and awake. And I called up, you know, I talked to the GI doctor, and he was like, I was like, what do you want to do? He was like, well, once you feel better and we can stop the bleeding, then we need to perform surgery. And I was just like,
here we are again.
Mm. I was like, and at this point I had already reversed my symptoms once. I was already in school for natural medicine, surrounding myself with naturopath doctors, extremely good healers and energetic people who I vibed with. I was really learning a lot. I think I'd caused myself to get back in that stage. I was doing things that didn't make sense. I really didn't know what I was doing yet. Still didn't really know. And so I decided to check myself out of the hospital and said, thanks, but no thanks.
Wow.
So I...
So you're just like, oh yeah, because had all these people and you're like,
walk.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't walk.
Oh my God.
I was wheelchaired out of the hospital. My mom and sister lived with me for 2 months. And I spent the first month trying to get my brain back. When you're on that many drugs, you don't hear things. You can't see things. You're brain dead. So the first month or 6 weeks was just trying to get my brain to work again. And then I remember my first goal was to try to, I couldn't walk up a stair, you know? So my first goal was to try to walk to the end of the street to the stop sign, which was about 30 yards away. And that's where I would wake up and I'd say, okay, that's my first goal. And I think everyone out there who might be going through this or know someone who has gone through something so extreme, I believe that the universe had me go through that so extreme. I remember when I started getting sick and I was like, watch this get really bad just so I have to fight again. Because I only fought a little bit the first time. It wasn't like a huge, it was a fight the first time, but nothing like this. Like I got really low. And I deep down, I kind of felt like I was being tested. Like I was being prepared for something. I know that sounds weird, guys, but I really felt like whatever happened, it happened so quick. I mean, it happened so quick. And I didn't know what I was doing. And it was really the catalyst that got me to look at natural medicine and really start learning. And a lot of naturopath doctors, they didn't really know how to help me. They say, take some vitamin C, take some vitamin A, build your immune system. Use, you know, a little bit of slippery elm or glutamine to help heal the mucosal lining. It's like, no, that's good. But that's kind of like, you know, shooting little bullets at a tank, you know, or like at a spaceship. Like, it's like, you're going to need a bigger gun. All right. Yeah.
You're going to need a bigger
gun. Yeah. You're going to need a huge gun. Like this is not going to do it. So long story short, I ended up spending a year in my house. I was still, trying to heal myself. And I believe what made me successful is I had a little practice beforehand. I was in a natural medicine school. I had a lot of naturopath doctors who I was talking with. I was reading insatiably. I wasn't working. I had no job. And luckily I didn't have any kids or anything, right? And I lived in Santa Monica, where it was 70 degrees every day. So,
and that ain't cheap to live there, Dane.
I became a gardener, but I also got lucky because I lived in a rent controlled house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was really, when at a young age, I started doing wealth management stuff where I was able to get my bills really low.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able, you know, my rent was $400 a month. Yeah, guys, that's another podcast. We'll do it on another one.
Seriously, because I'm paying.
I had a little life hack on that. But so I got my bills really low, where I only make a certain amount of money. So I just used my savings for a year, where I just gardened and I just built my thing. And a year later, I was off drugs, avoided every surgery they told me I had to do. I gained 60 pounds. I got all my strength back. I started modeling full time. I went out and booked the first audition I went out on for a movie. And it was just like, and I realized, and this is the big point. I know that was a lot for you guys still listening. The big point I wanted to make is what I realized is everything that had taught me to heal my disease had made me a warrior, an energetic warrior, where I was a terrible actor, but I could connect with energy. So I was like, give me some fucking lines. I will read those lines that you've never heard. I will give you that.
I love you. I was a terrible actor, but man, I had good energy.
I had great energy. That was my trump card. That's
it's
all
true.
I had.
It's so
all
true.
I had, a casting or anything. I had great energy. I knew how to bring the energy. I knew how to connect and give you fire. So, and I'm spitting fire at you right now. Yes. So that was really what did it for me. So I said, wow, everything I did wasn't a sacrifice. It wasn't like the gluten-free and the fasting and the diet and the liquid diets and all the herbs and all the money I spent. It wasn't a sacrifice. And at first it was a sacrifice because I was so scared of dying of this or scared of getting the surgery, but it was actually an investment in the person I wanted to be. And I realized that everything I had learned about health and wellness and about healing myself was now going to make me that much stronger and that much more powerful of a person. Mm-hmm. And I said, I can use everything I just learned and all that ability to cultivate positive energy. Energy is anything that makes you feel, okay? It's tangible and intangible. It's everything. If you can feel it, it's moving, it's energy, and you can use it to build you or it can build or take you down. Just like food, it can be used to help you or it can be used to hurt you, okay? So energy is something that can be your best friend or your worst enemy. So I started learning how to cultivate positive energy to overcome tremendous negative energy. So anything I was trying to achieve in my life as a dream takes an immense amount of energy to manifest a dream. So I said, well, I just learned how to manifest great energy to heal myself. I can apply that to the rest of my life. And I just said, just think it and you can make it. So I just started learning that, like, oh my God, watch this investment. If I want to be an actor, watch. I'll just invest and cultivate that. If I want to be a great model, or I want to get my health or my fitness, or I wanted to create a great energy with my significant other or my friends or my family, I could cultivate that, because I became much more aware of when negative energy was present and when it was hurting me and when someone else had negative energy. And I became very good at actually switching people's energy, because people, let me tell you, anyone out there who's hurting you in your life, you have two options. You can either change their energy or you can get away from their energy. But if you choose, that's it. You got to simplify it, make it digestible. If you choose to try to change your energy, no, it comes at the expense of your energy. So you have to use your own energy to change theirs. That's why we only can take people in doses, right? Someone's complaining to you or coming down on you or saying negative things to you. You go, I can't take it, right? Get away from me. Get away from me.
That's the leave the energy.
Yeah. That's the leave.
Because you couldn't shift it.
Yeah. It unfortunately, you couldn't shift it, right?
Yeah.
So I started learning all these like little universal laws that I could apply. So that's the big takeaway is, you know, when you start identifying energy and you can cultivate more positive energy and you can reduce the negative energy, it's compounding interest. It's just like the currency of money. You can reduce your expenses and you can use the money you're saving from your expenses to invest in things that compound.
Yes.
And so it's like this snowball that goes do, 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 do. And all of a sudden you might have been growing 3% a year for the last 20 years. And now you're growing 12% a year. So, you know, I can go on a little tangent with that.
So good.
But
so good.
So there was a lot of things I just learned that it really comes down to energy, everyone out there. And energy is anything that you can feel and just take a breath, breathe in the best energy, which is oxygen, most alkalizing thing in the world. Stop your mind and just go ahead and write down the things that are building you and then write down the things that are hurting you and see if you can either get rid of them or change those negativities, and then how you can use that extra time or patience or inspiration, which is the spirit saying it's nourished, to compound on more faith, because faith takes energy. It takes hard work. It takes a sense of like every day, I'm going to do it, even though if I don't work, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And that's it. So you have to actually take away something that's taking your energy to apply that energy into faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like money. It's the same thing. The currency of energy is more powerful, and actually money follows energy. Okay.
Mm.
Money follows energy. Energy does not follow money.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Why do people spend $20 million on a painting? Because the energy of that person and that what it meant is so immense. Why do we spend money on the music? Why do we watch the same movie over and over again? We know the lines. We know the plot. We know what's going to happen.
But it creates an energy within us. That's why we go back to it.
That actor said something, did something that hit you so well that you could see it 20 times because mm-hmm. that energy connected with you so well. That's why we have impressions of people. That's the true language of life is energy. The greatest energy always prevails, as my naturopath doctor would like to say. So when I look back and I said, what did I do? And can I help other people apply what I did? I said, yes, but everyone's different. Some of you out there are going, Dane, just tell me something I can use. What is this? And the answer is it's not the same for everyone. You might do well with asparagus. The next person might have an extreme reaction to asparagus. You might do okay with doing a little bit of exercise or trying this one meal or trying this supplement and the other person can't. And, you know, we don't know where your life is, but if you look at the blueprint and the ideas of building your own program and make it towards you for yourself, you can start getting results. And that's where you have to be your own best doctor, not your only doctor, but your best doctor, meaning you are the CEO of your life and it's your response able to make the decisions for yourself. And that's where I came up with the SHIELD program. And SHIELD was, I thought to myself, what was I doing? I was protecting myself from the surgeries. I was protecting myself from more drugs, protecting myself from not being able to leave the house. I was building a shield so that I could eat food and breathe air and travel and not die, right?
Yes.
So I said, I have a shield. And then I said, wait a minute. Okay, shield. First of all, everyone's different. It's not just one diet. I don't believe in one diet. I don't even teach diets. I teach food philosophy.
Mm.
I don't believe in one type of supplement or one type of herb. How can this combine? So SHIELD was what I call the six pillars of health. And it's an acronym for supplements, herbs, imagination, exercise, lifestyle, and diet.
Yo, you got like an acronym in that bad boy?
That's right.
I'm impressed.
Bam.
Wow.
That's right. I'm coming. Copyright.
Excellent.
Right? So I just thought all the things. And what I did is when I woke up, I realized I gained weight back. I was lifting weights every day. I was running. I couldn't even walk to the stop sign. Now I'm running 3 miles
mm.
and I'm on zero drugs. when I was that sick, I was on prednisone. I was on Entyvio.
You were on a ton of stuff. I was on
methotrexate. The people who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about right now. I was on those drugs when I was those sick. When I was that healthy, I was on zero of those drugs. That's just my personal experience. I'm not telling you to get off your drugs. You got to find your own path. That's what I chose to do. And I just do it by myself against doctor's orders. Okay. And mama's orders and sister's orders and everyone's orders. But I did what I had to do for me. And that's my choice.
And I feel like because I was going to say this earlier, but when you and I were talking before, and even now, mm-hmm. there's a deep level of trust that you have to have within yourself mm-hmm. and just willingness to listen within, because something told you, I'm not going to do these surgeries twice now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, even though I'm in this critical condition, I'm actually going to leave the hospital and figure this out. So I just want to put that out there because I think it's so powerful that it's also another energetic source that we don't tap into enough is the trust that we have within ourselves to know what's best for us. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, as you just said, thinks that they know what was best for you, the doctors, your sister, your mother, everybody. Yeah. And you're like, well, hold on a second. I'm going to take this into my own hands because again, as you said before, at the end of the day, you have to have your own back. And also instinctually, it was the same for me when I went through my health stuff. Everyone was saying, go to the doctor, go there. I'm like, no, like there's a natural way for me to heal this. And I knew it was like trauma stuff I had to do. And just like to heal my organs and other things, I had to use a natural way. And I did versus going and getting pumped up with steroids and antibiotics and other stuff, which was pretty much the recommendation that would have been given to me. Mm. But there's a deep level of trust as a through line as well that I'm hearing you say, along with the faith and that commitment to self and building energy. So I just want to point that out. And I actually want to deep dive really quick because I really love giving my listeners tangible things as well, which you've totally been doing along the way.
So I was ready to give more.
Oh man, I know. Okay, keep more. But how does one, you kind of mentioned it before how you started cultivating your faith through prayer, as well as like saying definitive statements of how you wanted to be, like setting your purpose for the day.
Yeah.
What are other ways that people can build faith for themselves to carry them through the hard times?
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah. So let's deep dive in there. Cause I would love to know, Dane, like other ways that you could.
Okay. So, this is the tough thing. This is really what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is trying to take a feeling, an energy, and turn it into words and say the words that you can relate with and connect with you to where you feel that this, you have a sense of understanding. Okay, so if you're dealing with issues of completely down and not having the faith, it's like being emotionally broke, energetically broke. You don't have any more energy to give out. And all of your energy that you do have, the minimum of it, is being used just to keep your life afloat, your kids, your job, your house, your sense of reality. And when you do have any moment, you're shooting back maybe a shots of alcohol or doing whatever just to keep yourself like breathing. Mm-hmm. And I get that, and I've been there and done that, and I got extremely depressed. I was okay with dying. I don't think I was never suicidal, but I was really, really okay with just saying like, check, please, you know, like go ahead and bring it over here. But
quickly,
you know,
please.
Come on, yeah. take it.
I've been there too.
Tip? There's no tip. This life is,
I tell you. Just take it.
You know, it was a big okay. So, but anyways, to really say. You have to pull back some of the energies you have to that you're giving out, that you're gonna have to find ways to take away from that. And there's a lot of little things you can do. That TV show, that when you come, that house you're living in, the cleanliness of it, the conversations you're allowing people to have with you, all those types of things all need to stop. They're draining you. It is a privilege for someone to get your ear. It is a privilege. And if they mess up that, I can be a shark. I will tell, I will bite your head off. If you start putting me in a position where you're tearing me down in a place of vulnerability that much, I will get you out of my life. And I have no quarrel with you not liking me because of it. You can not like me all I want. I don't care. Mm-mm. Get out. I'm trying to go up. And I'd always, always express that with positivity. So one thing is anyone, I'm always looking, when negative energy comes around me, I'm looking to as quickly as possible change it. Okay.
Let's talk about that, because we were talking about energy earlier and you were saying you can shift it. What are ways to shift it? Because I think that's really key as well. We know how to cut people out.
Okay.
But how do we alter energy?
So two things you can do. Yeah, get rid of it. So let's have an example. Let's give a few examples. One, there's so many times that we are wasting energy by ourselves that we can do. Okay. Your house should be absolutely very clean, especially your bedroom and your kitchen. That's where you cook and you nourish yourself with nutrients. That's where you sleep and rebuild yourself. Your bedroom needs to have no electronics on. It needs to be completely dark. It needs to be completely quiet. The pillow needs to be as far away from the door as possible because that's going to reduce stress as much as possible. It needs to be a sanctuary. You need to feel like a king or queen when you walk in there. Make sure you love your mattress, your pillow, your sheets. Make sure it's very clean. Do not have any stress. If you walk into a place and it's dirty or smelly, that's going to create stress. That's going to reduce the compound interest of you building energy. So whatever you do, first look at your house, your lifestyle, and start saying, what things are even taking away? If you need to get a maid or whatever, that place needs to be a place that you want to come home to. And your spirit's going to tell you, your spirit is a reflection of exactly how your energy is actually doing. So if you're feeling anxious or tired or upset about those things, that your energy is off, okay? So don't always listen to your mind, listen to your spirit. What is your spirit telling you? Anxiousness and anxiety and worry it's a symptom of energetic unnourishment. So make sure your house is absolutely clean. Make sure your kitchen is absolutely clean. Those two things need to be clean all the times. Make sure that when you can, you're letting in sunlight into there. Sunlight and fresh air create energy, okay? When you wake up, the first thing I did is I opened my curtains. Mm-hmm. First thing. Second thing I did, deep breaths, and I did my prayer. And I did my purpose, and then I did 15 minutes of meditation. Okay. Then, the next thing I did is I went to my journal and I became my own best doctor and I started writing simply out, because you can think something 100 times, but when you write it, you're going to write it for what it is. Mm-hmm. When you write it, it's going to become clear. That's why journaling is so powerful, because your mind's going to race over and over again. And guess what? You're spending your energy. You're spending that precious money and you're already broke of it. Don't spend it. You got to learn your spending habits of your energy. So I call it creating wealth and health is what I call it. So those are two things. Your home is your biggest increaser of positive energy. Your home has to be that environment. Now, let's take it to a person. Let's say that a person is always complaining, a person's always being negative to you. Stop the conversation and start saying positive things to them. Why? Because saying negative things back to them will actually reduce your energy more quickly than saying positive things to them. You can handle them for a longer period of time if you're saying positive things to them than if you're playing their game and saying negative things to them. So if they say, you suck, and you say, no, you suck, it's your fault. And they go, no, we haven't had sex in 3 months because you don't want to. You go, no, you don't want to. You're the one who's out of shape. See, and then all of a sudden, both of you are more angry, more upset, more everything, right? Mm-hmm. And if you actually came with that negative energy and said, be like, yeah, and you maybe say, yeah, you're right, but I you look amazing today and I'm really happy we're having such a great day. Look how sunny it is. What should we do? Let's have some fun. If you trek a second to turn it around, they cap that negativity up. What I would do is I would keep working on my communication to actually look at them and deeply ask them where I was and be vulnerable. When I was vulnerable, I found that people would change their energy. Mm-hmm. People respond to vulnerability. It's trust. Vulnerability builds trust. Mm-hmm. Okay. So be vulnerable with your people. Be vulnerable with your people and ask them, literally ask them and say, I feel terrible today and I would love for us to have an amazing day and I love you so much. And just be the first person to bring the positive energy. It's like ping pong, okay? And here's one thing I love about this energy, now it compounds. Your best friend, think of your best friend in the world right now. Maybe you're sitting next to him. Maybe it's your mom, whoever it is. Maybe it's your dad. The reason that they're your best friend is because they make you feel the best. Okay, you two make each other feel. You guys ping pong back and forth on positive energy so well that you go, we're best friends.
Oh my God,
we make each other feel so good. We make each other feel so good.
So good.
What is it about your best friends? Because you say something and they feel great, then they say something, you feel great, and you guys high five. Life is awesome. We understand each other. We're vulnerable with each other. We trust each other. We can be real with each other. Man, this is my best friend. So always come at that person with that best friend energy and just start ping-ponging with them. And mm-hmm. what you're going to find is they're going to start ping-ponging you, because no, not even an asshole wants to be around other assholes. Okay? No assholes want to be around other assholes. Negative people still want to be around positive people. No one wants to be around negative people. Even negative people is the point. So if you start pinging with people on a positive way, you're going to either start changing their energy quickly, reducing how much energy it takes from you to actually be in that conversation or that reality, right? And start building and manifesting a world of positivity around you. And guess how you're going to create what quote unquote happiness, sustainable positive energy on a daily basis. The happiest people have a surge of passive serotonin releases and dopamine releases every day because of their house, because of their wife or husband, because of their dog, and that's why we love dogs. They're always happy.
I have
right?
a dog. I love him so much.
Right. He's always happy. That, yeah. He always gets you. When has your dog ever given you a hard time? Besides he pees in the carpet or like barks at somebody or like rips up your carpet.
No.
You know? None of that. No. Okay, so you got the best
He's
friend
the
dog.
Best.
Yeah, best friend dog. See, you should see her. You should see her lighting up right now. She's going insane with happiness right now, just thinking. And how did you even create that positive energy in yourself right now? You did it by thinking.
Yeah.
You were just putting yourself there.
Yeah.
When I saw you put yourself in all the hard times you went through, your energy went vroom. Mm-hmm. Just putting yourself there. So put yourself there. If you're with people that and you guys are really having a hard time connecting, put yourself in a time where you both had such a good time and watch that person light up and then watch you light up. Mm-hmm. Everyone, humans are community. So those are ways you can tangibly start increasing your energy. Now, if you're past that and you're a Jedi and you're ready to be a black belt and use your energy to manifest in this world, that means you have to progressively create energy and spend it on things. You have to change people. You have to win people over. You have to go create things and get negative feedback. That's when I started CC Lifestyle. I said, you know what? I think I can help other people. Mm-hmm. And you know what I did, everyone? Everyone out there is really in that stage. You're thinking about doing something bold. I posted a picture of me sick. Every picture I've ever put on Facebook or Instagram or ever said was always me looking great, in great shape.
International model.
International good-looking person, right? I was unbelievable. I was a businessman turned model. I never was a model. I was just a guy tacked modeling. But I was shaking. I was scared that the clients wouldn't want to work with me. My agent, I was deathly scared my agent would drive
me. The picture
me.
That you have up right now, the one where you were like at your skinniest with the beard, that one?
That one was one of the first ones I posted.
Okay.
But I started and then I was so scared and the response I got was enormously impactful on people. Some people were saying, I look, you know, saying what you think. You look ridiculous. You look like a skinny, like go eat something. You know, a lot of people don't know something. Other people, I got so many direct messages from people who were sick, struggling. Mm-hmm. And I got on the phone with one or two of them who I talked and felt like, okay, maybe I can help where you are. So I started saying, what are you going through? What are your symptoms? What are your diagnosis? They were saying A, B, C. And I said, you know, I relate with everything you're going through. How about we jump on a phone? Let me see if I can just help you real quick. Mm-hmm. And I jumped on, all of a sudden I realized that I could help these people. And I started noticing, I get a call from one of the persons I was talking to and they said, oh my God, I do feel better. I got some symptom relief. And then I went home and I said, I think I can help people. Because
by golly, I'm onto something.
I was so, when I was sick, I yearned for someone who understood where I was going through and could talk to me about what I could do. Could take all this information out there. What diet, what supplements.
Synthesize it, because it's so overwhelming.
All of it's overwhelming. And so I finished natural medicine school. I got my board certification. I started CC Lifestyle and I just started using my energy to put myself in a very vulnerable space to the whole world where no one knew me and no one knew what I was about or what I was doing. And a lot of people accused me of just trying to make money off people and just trying to do it. And really, you know, I was trying to actually do good in this world and create a healthy way of doing it and not just sacrifice my own life, because it takes an immense amount of energy to heal somebody.
So much.
And anyone who out there is thinking of, you know, working with a life coach or a private coach, that person who takes your life on, it takes an immense amount of energy for them to hear your problems, worry about your problems, and try to create solutions for you. Mm-hmm. So it is a very personable thing that they do. But I also knew that it was going to help me heal myself and learn how to heal myself further by trying to help other people. So since then, I've worked with 9-year-old kids to 67-year-old grandparents, men, women. I, you know, today, for instance, There are two people I just wanted to shout out. This guy, Matt, I've been working with. He is working so hard. He right now, he is 110 pounds. He's 30 years old. He's 50 pounds underweight. The doctors, you know what they want to do. And he is pushing strong. I'm praying for him. We've been working together for a few weeks. He's getting symptom relief. We're really on that edge of getting better. I'm hoping so. Another one, a woman from Sweden who had just a brand new infant baby, was not able to eat any food.
Wow.
She was living on a liquid diet. She couldn't walk because she had such arthritic pains and swelling in her feet and her knees. And she every night had 101 fever with sweats, cold sweats. Anyone who ever woke up in cold sweats at night, this is not fun. Your bed is covered in cold sweat and you're shivering and you're losing massive weight and electrolytes and you can hardly think. You wake up at 3 a.m. to that bed, you can't even sit back in the bed. It's so bad. That's happening every single night. And you have a newborn baby and you can't walk or eat. This person was in Sweden. Luckily, I talked to her today. After 3 months of working together, her symptoms are down by 80%. No fevers, no sweat. She's eating normal food again. She's feeling much better. She's gained weight. No cramping, no blood, no pain. Three months. Natural.
Yeah.
And for everyone out there, I can't promise that. I don't have a magic ticket. I can't heal anyone. I can help guide someone and create simplicity and make sense of all that information out mm-hmm. there. And I'm really blessed to do it. And I feel great. I feel like I was meant to do it. There are things I wish I could do better. Like everyone out there who might be listening to people on Instagram and all these people who have these great lives and making millions of dollars and they look perfect. They're young, they're beautiful. They have the world. It's just not that simple.
Nope.
I get envious of people. I get envious. I go, I wish I made even more, you know, and people who make money, there's never enough money in the
never
world.
Enough.
You always want to make more. You're always never pretty enough. You're never good enough. And I'm telling you, the people you're following on Instagram, your people you're following on Facebook, they're thinking that they're having those problems. I'm telling you, it doesn't stop because you have a little bit of success in your life. So don't be so hard on yourself. And the energy you admit into the world is going to attract people a lot better than your Gucci purse or your Porsche. Okay. So,
it sure will.
And so I just wanted to say that because I've been thinking that a lot about lately about social media and
it's toxic if it's not used in the right way.
Yeah. It makes you feel not good enough. You know, but those two people, I just want to make sense because I can't, only you can heal you. There's no Tony Robbins himself. I consider him one of the best. He can't heal you. He can try to be a catalyst to get you to make those changes. So
it's
how do you make
you.
Those changes? You start with mm-hmm. faith. You start with a mindset. You have to protect your faith. That means you have to get rid of the draining energy. That's how you protect your faith. And after 3 or 4 days, you might notice that it's easier to sustain. A lot of my clients I work with for 6 weeks, I go, how is it doing the diet? They're going, oh yeah, fine. I was like, well, weren't you just freaking out about being gluten-free the other day? They're like, yeah, but I don't know. I don't even think about it. And I go, how are your symptoms? And they're going, what symptoms? And I go, well, you called me and you had this, this, and this. And they're going, oh my God, yeah, no, I don't have that. They forget so quickly because the trauma was so bad. When you gain your lifestyle back, when you gain your dreams, when you look in the mirror and you look better, you feel better, you look sexier, you're funner, you're more energetic, you're going to forget about the Doritos pretty quickly. Because you're going to get such a burst of energy, of love and compassion about your new lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the people who are really doing this world and going out the hardest, they're all wanting to eat better. They're all wanting to eat organic. They're all wanting to go vegan. Or paleo, or just eat, just take care of themselves. Because that's where the true experience of life is. Mm-hmm. It's not in the drugs. It's not in the alcohol. It's not in the coke or any of that stuff that people think that they're doing out there to get to escape their life. It's in a deeper connection with self and spirit.
Yes.
And when you get there, that is a high in itself. And I realized that from health. And that's why I said it's not just about health. It's living the life you want. It's the connection. Mm-hmm. I'm no different than you. I'm not perfect. I'll eat a cheeseburger. I'll eat a Dorito. I'll eat a piece of pizza. I'll chug a beer with my boys. I'm not going to tell everyone I won't because I don't live in a bubble and I won't put myself in a bubble. I'm a normal guy who's lived this life and has tried to do more, and I found ways to succeed where I think I can help other people do that same, and it's my calling for better or for worse. So I'm no better than you, and anyone else out there is no better than you, and you have everything in you to make this life yours and be that, and it just starts in your mind and you can manifest it. And if you really listen to people who are succeeding right now, they all say, I don't know how this happened. I'm so grateful. I just kind of did this and this, but they found a way to consistently be faithful and just stick with it. And they found their rhythm and they just didn't stop and they didn't stop and they didn't stop. Most of us, we go up and then we go down and we go up and then we go down. And we have to find that consistent release of serotonin and positive energy to sustain our dreams. So start there. And those little practices you're going to learn about fixing up your room and how you talk to people and how you deal with energy, that's going to allow you to sustain your dreams when you do get past this hurdle. In 5 years from now, with those five-year goals or whatever you are, you're going to have that backbone to be able to get you bigger and stronger than you ever were.
Preach, Dane.
Sorry,
preach.
Man. I was rapping, dude.
Oh, I love it. You were so in flow. I was like watching you just channeling. It was so good.
That was the no thought, you know, going for it. Sorry, guys.
No, yeah. Don't apologize. It was amazing.
Thank you.
And really, I mean, I'm a firm believer too. Your energy is everything. You got to protect it and cultivate it. Yeah. That is up to you. That's how you're going to experience life, either from a place of drained or from a place of abundance and fulfilled. And I kind of mentioned it in the episode where I shared about my health challenges. I always say, you guys, do not leak your energy. We leak energy all the time with things that do not matter. You know, it is your greatest asset and resources, your energy. So cultivate it to support you towards what it is that you do want versus wasting it on what you don't want. Huge. We need to close this out, but before I ask you the final three questions, I actually would love for you, Dane, to share about your nonprofit that you're doing with your mom.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So this is strange. So I'm going to make this real quick, everyone, but this is really dear to my heart, and anyone who has an experience in natural medicine or just health in general, this message is for you. My family spent a lot of money trying to heal me. We got no results. They flew me all around, took me to every doctor. We tried all these different things, didn't work. And it was devastating for my family to see me start dying and just going down and down and down, and there was nothing they really could do about it. Without them, I wouldn't be here, but it really took me to be the CEO of that to get where I was. It wasn't like we just found a doctor who did this for me or a coach who did it. I mean, I had to kind of create it, but they gave me the support system to do that. My mom became so passionate about what I had done that she felt that there was a serious, serious problem in the healthcare insurance, and there is, that that a kid who's a 23-year-old kid with a personal training degree can figure out how to get better results than the UCLA, Cedars-Sinai, and Mayo Clinic doctors? What the hell? This kid, I had a 2.4 GPA. I was not a brainiac. I didn't like school. I was skipping school in high school. I did better in college, but you know, the point is that how is it that a kid with a personal training degree and enough stubbornness and faith to do that got the results that I did and didn't have to get surgeries like these 30-year vet doctors, like these white coats were telling me. And that really boiled in me, and it boiled in her a little bit. So we started a nonprofit, and we kept changing that because the healthcare system, it's not something you just wake up and change. 4 years later, we now have something real and tangible, and it's going to make a difference. It's going to change our healthcare system and give everyone out there who doesn't have the finances to pay for these uninsured healthcare costs a option. Okay.
You're so good.
The average person doing natural medicine is going to need around $5,000. How many people have a disposable $5,000 just to give, you know, for lab work and supplements and all that? So what it is, it's called efundyourhealth.com. That's the letter E, fundyourhealth.org or com. Okay. And it is a crowdfunding site, much like GoFundMe. So we show you and help you crowdfund money for your goals, can help you find the right practitioner for your goals. If it's diabetes or hyperthyroidism or hormone issues or whatever you need, connect you with that person, and we can raise that money for you and help match that through our corporate donor fund.
Yes.
So let's say that we were able to crowdfund $2,000. We can match that $2,000, get $4,000 that can go towards the doctor, help you find the right doctor through our network of people, hopefully find the right doctor unless you already have one, and pay for those uninsured healthcare costs. We had a few bucks to spend as a family, and not many people out there do. And this is not just for the rich. Mm-hmm. We can't just say, okay, cancer and all these things. Well, you don't have an extra $5,000 or $10,000. So what are you going to do, right? Can't see that doctor, can't see that functional medicine, can't buy the supplements, can't do the proper lab work. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my clients, their GIs aren't doing the lab work I'm doing with them. Mm-hmm. So eFund Your Health, we can, we're in our beta version right now. We're working in three different states. We have Series A funding, working on Series B. It's right around the corner.
That's so exciting.
We got our first corporate donor, Designs for Health, which is an amazing nutraceutical company. If you don't know them, their products are absolutely amazing, made for functional medicine doctors. They are our first corporate donor. We have a lot of those coming in to help make this. We're taking our first 50 beta clients right now to help you raise money to pay for your expenses. And if this works, guys, the next thing I want to do is I want to make a reality show where I come to your house and I work with you and I take you to my doctors. I take you there and I work with you for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks to get you the results, and we film it and we help you show the world how powerful natural medicine is and how deep so this powerful. Goes. Mm-hmm. It's so much deeper than you guys know. The internet and all that. I go to these conferences. I talk to these doctors. The evidence is huge and it's compelling, and it's not just about eating your carrots. It's literally we're using science to further natural medicine and further how we can use vitamins and nutrients and herbs to get the results we want. More powerful than we ever thought, way more.
So it's so good.
eFund Your Health.
eFund Your Health.
That's going to be that's revolutionary.
We'll link that in the show notes too, yeah. So people can have access to that.
Yeah.
All right. So Dane. Mm-hmm.
And you guys can donate there on there if there's that. We have an umbrella, but you can donate to a certain cause, autoimmune or cancer or diabetes or anything
so
like that.
So good and so needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
What's something about you that most people don't know?
Something about me that most people don't know. Let's see. I talk a lot about myself lately, huh? Sorry, guys. Am I a narcissist or what? Let's see. I had to do Hooked on Phonics as a kid. I had trouble reading. Yeah, I was not a good reader. Maybe something a little more, guys.
No, that's good.
Okay, let me. If I think of it, I'll say it again.
We'll link that in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. When you're in a really dark place, what's your go-to to get out?
This is going to sound a little smart, but outside. When I'm down, I go to grass. I go to green. I go to Mother Nature. I go to sun. And I go to my support group. I go to the people I know can help bring me up. They have that positive energy. Mm-hmm. So I go to them. I go to that. I go to Bob Marley a lot.
Oh, I love Bob. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, I go to Bob a lot. I go to cooking. I get fresh organic food, local farmers market. I clean it as good as possible. I put the Bob Marley on. I get the sun in there. I chop it all up. I make a very healthy meal. And usually good nutrition can help with those hormone levels.
Food is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give your 10-year-old self?
Follow your gut. Don't let other people affect your choices like that.
Love it.
I'd say be more bold, more bold. Ooh. Life is short.
If you were going to be more bold in something today, what would you be more bold in, Mr. Dane Johnson?
If I was to be more bold today, I would say being even more vulnerable publicly about my own experiences and where I've gone and what's held me back, what's made me successful even more. You know, me and social media are kind of on and off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I kind of find it runs my life sometimes, so I just completely put it down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that, and also, more bold with staying consistent with other dreams. You know, guys, I'm not perfect, but I would say more bold with manifesting the right people in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take on the challenge. Will you do it? More vulnerability. So y'all got to follow Dane Johnson on his social media channels, and we're going to see more vulnerability
I don't know. You might not see me post for a while.
I'm about to put out my pinky. Are you going to pinky swear on that? Pinky swears are like
more vulnerable.
They're serious. So will you pinky swear on that?
All right, I'll do it.
Here we go, guys. Make sure you follow Dane.
Okay.
And see all this vulnerability pour out.
Okay, it's coming.
It's now been publicly announced.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dane, for your time and for sharing your heart and your wisdom and your journey.
Thank you.
I've been so inspired just getting to know you over the past couple hours and just, you know, hearing you and everything that you have to share. So thank you so much. I'm so deeply grateful.
Thank you, Stephanie.
How awesome was that? You know, true freedom requires the courage to embrace what happened to you and use it to change the world. And so I love that that is what Dane is doing. I love his passion, and I love that he took the most difficult period of his life and turned it into his purpose. And all of us actually have the ability to do that, because there is no greater comfort to someone who is suffering than another person who's been there and survived and is willing to take their hand and guide them out of the dark. So if you're struggling right now with Crohn's, colitis, or a chronic disease, and you want some clear steps to start taking to begin living a symptom-free lifestyle, then you gotta check out Dane's ebook. It's awesome. He shares 6 tips to healing Crohn's and colitis. And you can download that on his website at crohnscolitislifestyle.com. And I'm gonna actually be linking up his URL or his website in the show notes, so you can find that over there too. Now guys, the fun doesn't stop here. If you want more from Dane, go check out my Instagram at @IamStephanieKwong, where I've loaded up a mini video of Dane sharing a tip on what to do to be unstoppable and to achieve what you want. And if there's someone that you know who could benefit from this episode, pretty please share it with them. And if you got value from this episode and you want more, I would absolutely love for you to subscribe to the podcast. And if it feels right, I would also be so deeply grateful if you'd leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, because that means we can support even more people to rise higher together. And so finally, for everything that we mentioned in today's episode and for links to connect with Dane, you can check it out in the show notes. And that's over at StephanieKwong.com/EP21. And you can also check out all my other podcast episodes there too. All right, until next time, I'm sending you so much love.